desire them. It's the biggest way we can help them. And I love prayer. And I'm growing to love prayer. I haven't always been that way, right? Am I alone there? I haven't always loved prayer, but we serve a God who is present with us. He is present with us, and he's not somewhere far off. He's not, doesn't have his ears closed to us. He is approachable, and we do not need to be perfect and or perform the right acts or offer the right sacrifices for him, for us to talk with him and for him to listen. The creator of the universe wants to be in relationship with us. That is amazing. And I can sometimes take prayer for granted. But it's a necessary part of our walk with the Lord. So if you have your Bibles, open your Bibles to Acts chapter 4. We're going to be in Acts chapter 4 today. So yesterday, we went to the beach, as you can tell by my pink arms and my pink face. I forgot to put on sunblock, which is a bad thing. But we went to the beach yesterday, and it's a drive. It's a two-hour drive, right? Like 1.5-hour drive. And we got ready in the morning. We got breakfast. We packed our stuff, and we had our destination set. We knew which beach we were going to. We had the directions. We had the GPS, and we had the car. But what's one thing that's necessary for the car to go? Gas. Gas. We knew where we were going. That's a lot like what we're doing here, right? What Demetrius was said with the VMV, the mission values. This is the where we want to go, the destination, and it's how we're going to get there. It's the GPS. But it means nothing if we don't have the gas to get there. Our car or our plane or our train, if we don't have the fuel, it's just a hunk of metal that can't move, right? So we've been talking through this, and if we want to be a life-giving community, serving those in need and celebrating the goodness of Jesus, and we're getting there by building community, mobilizing outreach, and cultivating worship, it's going to take prayer to get us going. Prayer is the fuel through which we'll get going. Okay? It's the fuel we need to do what God has called us to do. So prayer is how the early church got to where they were going. It's how they kept on mission, how they kept their momentum up. They kept moving in the face of extreme obstacles. So if you've been following with our church reading plan, this last week we started the book of Acts. If you throw up the thing I made. So we see that Jesus, at the beginning of the book of Acts, Jesus ascends and he commissions the disciples. And the disciples go to the upper room and the Holy Spirit pours out. They go to prayer. And what happens? The Holy Spirit falls and the church grows, right? And then opposition comes in. In Acts 4, which is where we'll be today. They were threatened into silence. And then what happens? The church prays. And then the Holy Spirit falls out and then pours out. And what happens? The church grows. And then throughout the rest of the book of Acts, and then until now, it's the same cycle. Is that opposition happens. The enemy tries to slow us down. And then we pray. We go to prayer because God is the only one who can fuel us and propel us to where to go. And then revival happens. We're accelerated. We're given momentum. We're given that oomph. And it's this what happens over and over and over again. So in Acts chapter 3, Peter and John are going to the temple and they heal a man that was born lame, that was paralyzed since birth. And they heal him. They said, "We don't have money for you, but we have Jesus." And so they pray over him, and he is healed. And the people in the temple see that this man who had been paralyzed since birth, is walking. They cannot deny the miracle that they performed. But the temple leaders were like, you guys are leading all these people to this Jesus guy. We can't let that happen. But we can't deny the miracle, but we need you guys to stop talking. We need you guys to be quiet. We'll put you in jail. We'll do whatever we can, but we cannot have you leading everybody astray. We can't have you doing that to us. And so Peter and John went back to the church and told them, like, listen, these guys are trying to stop us. They're trying to tell us to be quiet. And we're going to be in Acts chapter 4, verses 24 through 31 today. But this was the church's response to the starting of the opposition of the spreading of Jesus and what he wants to do. So Acts chapter 4, starting in verse 24. And when they heard it, when the church heard this, they lifted their voices together to God and said, Sovereign Lord, who made the heaven and the earth and the sea and everything in them, who through the mouth of our father David, your servant, said by the Holy Spirit, why do the Gentiles rage and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth have set themselves, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and his anointed. For truly in this city there were gathered together against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, along with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, to do whatever your hand and your plan had predestined to take place. And now, Lord, look upon their threats and grant your servants to continue to speak your word with all boldness, while you stretch out your hand and heal, and signs and wonders are performed through the name of your holy servant Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place in which they were gathered together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and continued to speak the word of God with boldness. So the early church knew what their mission was, that they were to go into all the world and preach the good news to every person, to every creature, and make disciples of all nations. That is what Jesus tasked them. And they knew that this mission deeply depended on the Holy Spirit. Their fuel is our fuel. Yes. What will it take to build community, to mobilize outreach, and to cultivate worship? At Legacy Church, it's going to be prayer. Prayer is the gas that fuels our mission to reach our vision. And as fuel, what prayer does for us is it maintains our momentum and it accelerates our momentum. If we didn't have gas yesterday to get to the beach, we couldn't get to where we wanted to go, right? Bailey would not have had the best day ever. I may not have been sunburned, but we couldn't get to where we wanted to go. We had to have the right kind of fuel in order to get there. And it was important that we had enough fuel for the whole drive to be able to keep up with the momentum of traffic, right? So when I was first living on my own, I didn't have much money, like we all of us when we were young, when we were first living on, money was a little bit scarce. I worked at Domino's Pizza. I was in a ministry internship, and my car hardly ever had a full gas tank. I could put $10 in here, I could put $20 in there, and just, sometimes it was perpetually on empty, and that light was just on, and I had to pray and pray and pray that it kept going. I'm pretty sure there was once where my empty light was on for weeks, And I had no, I just prayed every time I turned on my car. I had to pray that it would actually go. And I had to pray that it actually would get me to work or get me to church or get me to where I had to be. And I didn't know where the gas money was going to come from. But to this day, I've never actually ran out of gas. Right? I've never actually ran out of fuel in my car or in my spirit. Right? Peter and John and the church were told to keep silent about Jesus. It threatened their momentum. It was the momentum of the church and where the church needed to go. There was something that was trying to slow them down, right? And we all have things that try to get us to slow down in our momentum. As a church, right? We had unexpected expenses. Remember when we voted to merge and then the bathroom flooded? Right? Like, that was unexpected. It's like we were gaining momentum and then all of a sudden the building was like, never mind. And, you know, there are things like division and conflict that want to slow us down. We have an upcoming political season that will want us to be divided and want us to fight and to think of each other as maybe the other side, right? That slows us down.
Yes.
We don't want to succumb to these things.
Amen.
We don't want these to come. We don't want these things to come in and sow discouragement,
yes,
which, if we aren't careful, can easily happen if we don't have the right fuel. When Peter and John brought the issue to the church, their response was prayer. They didn't say, oh no, we're so scared. What should we do? Should we change our strategy? Should we do this? No, they were like, God, you know what you've called us to do. You are God. We are not. Help us be bold in the face of this. They knew that God was their fuel, that he was the one in charge, that they needed his help to keep going. They knew their place, and they were keeping their eyes on the Lord. So let's look at verse 29. This is, they prayed, and now, Lord, look upon their threats and grant your servants to continue to speak your word with all boldness while you stretch out your hand and heal, and signs and wonders are performed through the name of your holy servant, Jesus. Prayer is the act of taking a situation out of our hands and placing it in the hands of the Lord. It's the act of putting fuel in the tank. It's trusting that the car will keep going, that it'll start and that it'll keep going, regardless of who's driving or who's in front of us or behind us or what's ahead. There are going to be moments in the future when it seems like our empty light might be coming on, that we're going down, that fuel gauge is going down. The unexpected expenses, the spiritual warfare, solid people move away. But our constant prayers are going to be needed to keep us moving forward. This looks like gathering as a group and praying consistently. Our Sunday night prayers time are on the first Sunday of every month. It is a sweet time. This last week, it was awesome. And it's a sweet time. And I want all of us. I want all of us to be there. I'm like, more people need to come and pray because this is an awesome time. It's chill. It's relaxed. It's low pressure, high expectation. Right? Every Sunday morning, we gather here to pray for our gathering. That would be an awesome time to come and pray together as a group. We have a church prayer team. We have requests every single day. Come in. Join the prayer team. And we need to be praying as a group for Legacy Church, but we also need to be praying for each other and fueling each other. Amen? We all have our own hills that we face daily. Those times that we just need that extra oomph to get up, right? Maybe you're here this morning and you feel like your tank is empty. You're like, I got nothing. I'm hanging on by a thread. I am coasting. And any sort of bump in the road or hill that comes along might just stall me. How can I be praying for the church when I feel like I am drowning? I've been there, right? We are here to encourage each other.
Yes.
We are here to pour out our prayers for each other. And sometimes our fuel is going to come through the prayers of another believer. Sometimes it's going to come from outside of us, and we need someone else's prayers to get us going, to fill us up, to encourage us, to keep us moving forward towards what God has called us to do. The enemy wants to discourage us. He wants to do everything he can to slow down our momentum as a church and as individuals. He will try to sow division. He would try to make us feel like we're not doing anything worth anything. He will try to fill us with pride. He'll try every single trick in the book to make us, to have our momentum slow down. Because if our momentum slows down, we'll come to a standstill. And then what good can we do if we're not moving? Right? He wants us to run out of fuel and come to a complete standstill. But listen to what Paul says in Ephesians 6. Ephesians 6, 10 through 18 says, "Finally, be strengthened by the Lord, by his vast strength. Put on the full armor of God so that you can stand against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood. Our struggle is not against each other, but it's against the rulers and the powers and the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavens." And so then he goes on to talk about the armor of God and putting on all of that armor. And then in verse 18, he says, "Pray at all times in the Spirit, and with every prayer and request, stay alert with all perseverance and intercession for all the saints." Because we all, First Peter says that the devil walks around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. So resist him and stay steadfast in the faith. And sometimes staying steadfast in the faith means we need the prayers of other people. We all need to be praying for each other, and we all need to be praying for our church, because we cannot get to where we were going if we don't have fuel in the tank. This is nothing if we don't have fuel. It's just a hunk of metal that can't go anywhere if we don't have the fuel to get there. We need to be in constant prayers because it keeps our eyes on the Lord and what he can do instead of on the gas tank, right? If we're worried more about it getting empty instead of the Lord will sustain me, we're going to get discouraged. Our momentum is sustained by the Holy Spirit, not our own efforts. It was only through being fueled in prayer that Jesus went to the cross. The entirety of John 17 is Jesus' prayer. He was fueling up, and then right after he finished praying, he got arrested. His calling was difficult. His mission was hard and difficult, and it was even hard for Jesus. He was like, God, if I don't have to do this, take it away. Take this cup from me. But I will do what you have me do regardless. And he was filled up and fueled in prayer so that he could go do what he was called to do and save us. And it sustained him through death on the cross. And if it was necessary for Jesus to be fueled up in prayer, how much more necessary is it for us? Right? We need to pray to keep our momentum going. But momentum is good. And staying at momentum is good, right? Sometimes, though, the Holy Spirit is asking us to put our foot on that gas. Put our foot on the gas pedal and accelerate. Amen. Momentum is good. But there's a sweetness that comes with acceleration that only can come when we're fueled by the Holy Spirit. And God wants to do something, right? So prayer maintains our momentum, and it accelerates our momentum. So it was a beautiful day yesterday, right? Coming home, it was getting late, and I still had to prep the sermon a little bit. I had a few things to do. We were coming home, and it was nice, and it was getting kind of dark and later, and then we hit traffic. What happens when we hit traffic, right? We slow down. We get frustrated. We're just like, oh, come on. I wanted to get home. I was like, I was tired. I wanted to get home. I wanted to make sure I got good sleep last night. I wanted to get home, but we hit that traffic. And we've all been there when we come to a slowdown, and we just want that person in front of us to press on that gas a little bit, right? It's like, come on, just push on the gas or move over. Like, I want to get home, right? What happens when that person moves over, or we get to that passing lane or the traffic? We accelerate. We put the foot on the gas and we go faster, right? That gas gets into those cylinders and the pistons start moving, and we're just like, yes, we're going faster. And there's a sweetness to it. It's like, I'm getting home. I'm getting to my destination. And like, we can't accelerate well if we've got little or no fuel. There's no acceleration. We can't do it. The pistons can't fire on all cylinders. Is that the right term? I don't know. I was kind of looking up. I don't know. Someone who knows, did I say that right? People who know cars? We can't accelerate if we've got little to no fuel. So the church in Acts 4, they went to the Lord. They fueled up. They prayed. They were like, God, we need you to give us the fuel to keep going. And what happened? The Holy Spirit fell. The Holy Spirit put pedal to the metal, right? They began firing on all cylinders. Let's look, verse 31. And when they had prayed, the place in which they were gathered together was shaken. Kind of like what happened in Acts 2. It was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. And they continued. So there was momentum and acceleration. They continued to speak the word of God with boldness. And we see in Acts chapter 5 that this was the catalyst for the church growing again. More and more and more were added to the Lord daily, it says. And for the rest of the book of Acts, they went beyond what they thought was possible. The church was met with all kinds of opposition throughout the book of Acts. But God, the people of God would pray, and the church would continue to grow, when by all accounts, it should have been snuffed out. Looking from the outside in, both Generations Church and Columbia Life should have been snuffed out. Right? Right. But through the fervent prayers of both congregations, the Holy Spirit was like, I got you, right? The Holy Spirit pressed that gas pedal and we merged, and we've been growing. We've had baptisms. We've a paid off building. That is a big miracle that only was done through the Holy Spirit and through the prayers of us who were like, we need a miracle here, God. The gas pedal has been pressed, and we are accelerating. We're in a place to accelerate into what God has called us to do. And what has God called us to do? To be a life-giving community, serving those in need, and celebrating the goodness of Jesus. There is no stopping the church that is fueled by the Holy Spirit. Amen? There is no stopping the church that is fueled by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Through prayer, we are given wisdom, knowledge, understanding. We are, like, God will do impossible things. He wants to He wants to press that foot on the gas a little bit more. He wants us to step out and be bold and do crazy things that kind of scare us a little bit, right? Throughout the Bible, prayer is the action through which God's people do the impossible, and the church and the church and what and people who trust in God grow. Moses and Aaron were able to stand up to Pharaoh and be bold, and they saved the nation of Israel. Egyptians went with them too, right? It was Elijah, through prayer, was bold and like stopped the rain and brought the rain back because of his prayers and talking with the Lord. And he spoke words of God to the to King Ahab and Jezebel. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were fueled with prayer. And they walked into fire and into two lions' dens and came out safely because they were being bold in the face of opposition. And it was through prayer that Jesus did every single miracle that he did. And it was through prayer that the early church preached with boldness and witnessed about the resurrection of Jesus. Can you imagine that? To be like, we saw someone die and come back to life. And that's what they preached. That Jesus, there was this man named Jesus, he's the Messiah, he died and he came back to life. That sounds crazy. And it's only through prayer that we are bold enough to proclaim that in a world that says that's crazy. The Holy Spirit has been pressing the gas pedal for Legacy Church. And we have the opportunity to press in and let the Holy Spirit move in our community. But we need to keep praying. We need to keep fueling this tank. Amen? Amen. We are in this for the long haul. We're not here for short bursts of speed. We are in this for the long distance. We need, as a church, to be praying for Legacy Church consistently and constantly. We need to pray. It's going to take all of our prayers to sustain the momentum and acceleration that God is pouring out on us right now. We need to pray for a revival daily, not just for Troutdale and Gresham and East County, but for in us daily. Consistent revival in us. Because it starts with us, and it moves out. We need to pray for increases of acceleration and sustained momentum. We need to pray for the resources needed to keep up with what God is doing. Because God is a God that's, he's not going to just leave us hanging dry, right? He's going to provide, and we press in and we ask. And we cannot become a life-giving community that serves those in need and celebrates the goodness of Jesus without all of us committing to consistent prayer in community and prayer for our community. Because prayer is the fuel that will get us to fulfilling our vision that God has given us. So make the commitment to pray daily for our community. Pray daily for Legacy Church. For Legacy Church. Pray daily for Legacy Church. Come to our monthly prayer and worship nights. You will not regret it. It is so sweet. Join our prayer chain. Come to pray before our gathering. Through prayer, the Holy Spirit revs our engine. And he not only wants to accelerate us as a community, but wants to accelerate us individually as well. So I'm going to bring the worship team back up. There may be someone in this room, and God is asking you to put your foot on the gas. God is saying, let's go. I want to empower you to do more. I want you to actually live instead of coast on your own steam. I want you to actually thrive instead of working on empty. I don't want you to live with your empty light on. I want to fuel you. I want you to be fueled up with my spirit so that you can be sustained day in and day out no matter what life throws at you. I want to be able to accelerate you and move you into boldness. I want you to step out of your comfort zone and watch what I can do through you. And this might look different for every single person in here, what boldness looks like, what God is asking you to do. He might be asking you to be bold and having a difficult conversation. Boldness might be looking like confessing that sin that you have, that thing in you that you've hidden for so long. It might look like saying it out loud to somebody and walking with someone else who can help fuel you as you work that out with the Lord. It might look like telling your coworker about Jesus, that you've been wanting to do that for so long. It might be finally stepping out and be like, you know what? I have something I want to talk to you about. It might be praying in public. It might even be looking like finally accepting Jesus as your Savior right now today. That you have been walking on that line and you are wanting to make that decision once and for all today that you will serve Jesus for the rest of your life because he is the only one who can sustain you. And you want to stick to it and let it change your life. Do you know what happens when the Holy Spirit gives you boldness and you let him? Fear is silenced. Church community produces life. Outreach becomes our desire. And worship becomes the air we breathe. So as we end today, I want to give you an opportunity to be fueled up in prayer. If you feel like your tank is on empty and you need someone to pray for you, you want to be fueled up, you just need that extra filling, come up and pray. Demetrius will pray for you. I'll pray for you. Brendan, we'll pray for you. Or walk to somebody you trust in this room and they'll pray for you. Amen. Take this as an opportunity to let the Holy Spirit fuel you or accelerate you. If you're already fueled up, maybe God is asking, the Holy Spirit saying, okay, I'm going to put the foot on the gas and I want you to just, I want you to fire on all cylinders here. I have been ready to taking you to this next level, and I'm asking, are you ready today? Are you ready to commit to prayer and to be fueled up constantly so that I can work through you to bring life, to mobilize outreach, to develop and cultivate a culture of worship in your own life? Are you ready to commit to praying as a church and to move forward together in prayer towards what God has called us to do? God is wanting to push that accelerate button today. Holy Spirit, I just thank you for the people in this room. They are not here by accident. To hear this message today, it is not an accident that they are sitting in this room. And I pray, Holy Spirit, that you work out in every single person here what you are calling them to accelerate to. And I pray, God, that they would fill up with your Spirit. That your Spirit would pour out in this room right now, God. That people would be baptized in your Spirit and walk out into the world being fueled to be able to be bold about your word and who you are to them. That there would be no more fence walking of I don't know what I feel, but they would, that decisions would be made today, right now, and that your fuel would sustain every single person in this room. And I pray, God, that those who need to come up would come up, that fear would not have a hold over anybody, and that we would know that we are loved, we are not alone, and that everybody in this room needs prayer. Myself included. We just thank you, God. Amen.